Hello, and welcome to Stronger Together,
a podcast about strength, wellness, and navigating the hard things.
I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're yoga and mindfulness instructors who know that the path to wellness isn't easy.
And it's even harder without community.
We're here to offer real conversations,
raw and honest moments,
and to remind you that you're never alone.
So make yourself comfy.
And let's do it.
Because we are all stronger together.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about sustainable wellness, what it is, and how we can achieve it. But before we start, let's take a deep breath together. Breathe in. And out. Hey, everybody. It's just Charlotte today. I'm going to be doing a solo episode because Leslie, unfortunately, can't talk without having a coughing fit right now. Poor thing. She's really going through it, and we're going to dive deeply into what she's going through next week on the podcast when we talk about surrendering to being unwell. But until then, just send her some healing vibes, some good energy, because we're definitely going to miss her today. It's kind of tough recording a solo episode, I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to do the best I can. So we're going to talk about something that I am super passionate about, which is actually my foundation for all that I offer, and it is sustainable wellness. So you've definitely heard Leslie and I talk about the four pillars of sustainable wellness before on the podcast, but if you're new here or if you forgot what they are, the pillars are mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and social health. And it's my belief that when these four pillars are strong, we can handle anything that life gives us. I believe that feeling our emotions, taking care of our physical bodies, working towards a purpose, and loving those around us every single day are really the keys to sustainable wellness. Before I dive into each of the four pillars, I just want to take a moment to plug my sustainable wellness journaling guide, which if you haven't heard me talk about it before, I'm so proud of this thing. It's like my baby. I worked on it for, I think, 2 years, maybe 1.5 years, 2 years, and I'm so pleased with the final product. Basically, it is a 64-page guide that's packed with journaling prompts and exercises and action plans to help you strengthen each of those four pillars of sustainable wellness. So there's a chapter on mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and social health, and it really dives deeply, allowing you to audit your own well-being while coming up with ways and plans to enhance your well-being. It's really great. I like to call it a timeless tool because it can serve as a staple in your wellness journey. Because we know that life changes and our plans shift, and sometimes our mental health maybe feels like it's dissolving, but we feel physically strong as heck. Or maybe we feel like there's no sense of purpose. Like, why am I here? But I have a thriving social life. And sometimes, let's face it, all four of those pillars just stink. All of them feel eroded. So the journaling guide itself is one of those things that we can just keep in our tool belt, that when we use it, it can present us with clarity and inspiration to build each of those four pillars back up so that we can continue feeling strong and well. One of the reasons why I think the Sustainable Wellness Journaling Guide is such a powerful tool is because it's constant. The content in the journaling guide, it doesn't change. It's going to be the same forever. And it's kind of like a mirror. Like, you look into it and then you see kind of where you are right now. So the mirror is constant. The mirror never changes, but the reflection changes. So our answers to the questions in the guide and our answers to the journal prompts and the exercises and even our action plans, they're going to change as we evolve as humans, but it brings us back to this sense of like grounding in a sense. Like, this is part of my wellness practice, and I know that I can always come back to these questions to bring me back home, if you will. Okay, let's talk about each pillar. So starting off strong with mental health, being mentally well, in my opinion, is having a mind that's clear and quiet and inspired. And before you start thinking like, that's unattainable, I just wanna clarify that I don't mean to feel that way 24/7, but that those feelings are our norm. So life happens, our minds respond. And it's not like we're going to have zero thoughts, but by clear and quiet, I mean focused. I mean our minds being present with the now and not being pulled into the past or the future, But being fully here and able to take in information and piece it together in the least stressful ways possible. Our minds typically are not clear or quiet, and especially when we're uncomfortable, and that's because being uncomfortable is uncomfortable. Sorry if you hear some trucks backing up outside. But when we're uncomfortable, like I just said, we're uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. So our minds distract us from those feelings. But with work, we can feel discomfort and also keep our minds mostly clear and quiet, knowing that those feelings are fleeting. And an inspired mind is a mind that is positive. It's one that's able to see and find beauty and appreciate the small things and be excited about this moment. And like I said before, there will be times when we're uninspired, like, of course, but there is work that we can do to be primarily inspired, to be inspired on the regular. And you might be hearing my words and thinking, it is impossible to feel this way. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you have depression. Maybe your life circumstances are just crappy, you know, right now. And if that's what you're experiencing, let me just start by saying I'm really sorry that you're going through it, because it must be hard. And it must be hard to hear these words and think, I can never feel that way. But when you're ready, there are supports to help you feel better, whether it's medicine, whether it's therapy, maybe meditation, but there are always ways to feel better, I promise you. The second pillar of wellness is physical health. So being physically well, in my opinion, is having a body that is nourished, that is strong, that is reliable in our own ways. So think about a car for a minute. Cars require oil changes and gas and tire rotations and repairs, and they get into crashes. Cars eventually break down. They require maintenance to function properly, and when they are functioning, I don't know about you, but I definitely take mine for granted. It's not until my car is in the shop for 2 days when I actually realize how much I rely on it and what it does for me on a daily basis. And it's the same with our bodies. Our bodies require maintenance. They require maintenance to function properly. And when they're functioning, we take them for granted. Being physically well is all about giving our bodies the right fuel in terms of nutrition, the right support in terms of exercise and movement, and listening to the cues that our bodies give us. Kind of like when your check engine light goes on your dashboard, you know it's time to check your engine. Well, our bodies give us signals every single day, and we are the only people who can decode and listen to them. And you might be hearing these words and thinking that it's impossible to be physically well because your body is not normal. And to that, I say, I get it. I understand 100% what that feels like, because I've felt that way often. And the truth is, our bodies are different. They all have different abilities. And it's so easy to compare your body with somebody else's body, your abilities with somebody else's abilities. Think about it, from common colds and broken bones to hereditary conditions and even terminal illnesses, like, we all are dealt different cards when it comes to our bodies. And we have to learn to work with what we have in order to achieve our individualized optimal physical well-being. So when dealing with limitations, a clear, quiet, inspired mind, remember pillar number one, is extremely helpful. Because with a clear mind, we're able to create the best plan for our physical abilities without becoming stagnant and resentful. A clear mind boosts us with inspiration and ability to overcome the obstacles that stand in our ways. It's so easy. Let's say you're a runner and you rolled your ankle. It's so easy to be like, oh, my ankle's rolled. I can't do anything. Now I'm just sad and angry and depressed, and I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. My life is over. I'm being dramatic here. I'm exaggerating. But it's so easy to let an injury or a limitation take us away from or blind us, shield us from what we actually can do. Because what if that runner's arms are completely healthy and optimal right now? You know, like, what if that runner can do bicep curls and shoulder presses and can hug people? Like, those arms are still functioning, but we get so wrapped up in our inabilities that can overshadow what we actually can do. You know what I'm saying? So it's important that our minds can recognize like the positive, right? Like lean and focus on the positive, focus on what we can do so that we can still nourish our physical bodies in the ways that we are able to. Okay, pillar number three, spiritual health. Being spiritually well, in my opinion, is having a deep-rooted, focused purpose. An answer to the question, why am I here? A sense of fulfillment that allows you to feel excited and worthy, and it could be your full-time thing, or it could just be a part-time hobby that you have, but it's something that lights your soul up and has you feeling free and light and inspired. For me, it's being a leader and a teacher in the wellness world. And I'm choosing right now to do it full time, but I've also honored my spiritual health when I had a full time job. So I made time for teaching yoga and making wellness content at night and on weekends. And I also feel spiritually well when I'm behind a camera taking like cinematic videos of my cats. You've probably seen me post some on Instagram. For some people, the idea of taking cinematic videos of cats means literally nothing to them. But for me, it's everything. When I tell you, time stops when I'm outside with my camera and my cats, it stops. I am so, so, so involved. I'm so present. I'm so happy. Like, I'm smiling thinking about it right now because that is just what lights my soul up. It lights it up. But we're different. We all have something that makes us light up. And for you, it's probably not taking cinematic videos of your cats, but maybe it's something else. And spiritual health is about finding that and carving out time for it. It's identifying what makes us feel sattvic, which is like kind of peaceful and right and solid, and choosing to seek out that feeling regularly. And the final of the four pillars of sustainable wellness is social health. So being socially well, in my opinion, it means having a solid, supportive, reliable social circle. As social beings, it is imperative that we feel connected, that we feel seen, that we feel heard, that we feel supported. And a solid, supportive, reliable social circle has been proven to improve quality of life and lifespan. Like, think about that. Do we actually need more convincing than that? Do we need to even talk more about social health? Like, there are studies that prove it. Your social circle has the ability to hype you up and listen to you and give you suggestions and help you become the best version of you, not to sound like a cliche wellness person, but like the best version of you. Your ideal crew celebrates your successes as their own and holds space for you when you need it. Jim Rohn said, "You are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with." Think about that for a minute. Think about the five people that you spend the most time with. Are you happy with them? Do you want to be like them? Because the truth is, the language that you use, the outlook that you have, the impact that you make, the activities that you partake in, these are all qualities that are influenced by the people around you. And I don't know about you, but I believe this 100%. My social circle has shifted within the past 2 years, and the personal and business successes that have come with that expansion, jaw-dropping. And I also have a new laugh. My laugh is literally Russ's laugh, my fiance's laugh. He's like this goofy, like, when you get me laughing, that's my laugh too. I looked back at my journal from a few years ago, like a month ago, and I was writing about the group of friends that I wanted. All I wanted was a group of friends. And like, I had friends, but I didn't have a close group of girlfriends that I could just completely be myself with. And fast forward to now, I have it. And I'm so happy with my social circle. And it didn't happen overnight. It happened because I put the work in. I identified, okay, social health is really important to me. It's a value of mine. And in order to feel socially well, I have to put the work in. Because I'll just tell you, your people are out there. Even if it feels like they don't exist, they do. I promise you that. And they're honestly probably looking for you too. So anyway, these four pillars of wellness, they guide every single thing that I do. And if I didn't prioritize my mental health, I'd be a self-loathing mess. If I didn't prioritize my physical health, I'd be on the way to premature heart disease. No joke. If I didn't prioritize my spiritual health, this podcast episode that you're listening to right now, it wouldn't exist. And if I didn't prioritize my social health, I would be lonely and sad, and I would not have Leslie as one of my BFFs. Imagine how much my life would suck without that woman. I mean that wholeheartedly. She's like one of my rocks. But, you know, I have her, and I have my health, and I have my purpose, and I have my people because I put the work in. And I literally wish that I could sit down with each and every one of you and do like an individual audit of your four pillars of sustainable wellness. I really wish that I could do that because I believe so deeply in this work. And I really encourage you to think about each of these pillars. And if you need some guidance, you can always look at my sustainable wellness journaling guide. I'll put it in the show notes. I think it's $19. So super affordable. And again, like I said, it's a tool that you have forever. But what's interesting is 60% of the Breathe Strength community, I polled you guys 2 weeks ago on Instagram, and 60% of the people who answered the poll said that they need accountability in order to do this work. And so what I did from that information was created a sustainable wellness challenge. It's coming up in June, and I'm going to be serving as a guide through these prompts and exercises and action plans that are in my sustainable wellness journaling guide, which leads you towards what sustainable wellness looks and feels like for you. So it's the same work that the journal outlines, but we're just going to be doing it as a community. So I'll put the link to sign up for that challenge in the show notes as well. I really, really hope that you can join us. Signups are open now and people are already in. So pumped seeing people's starting to sign up. So I hope that this episode inspires you to do the same thing. Come hang with me every Monday night. I think I said it's every Monday night in June on Zoom. It'll be from 7:45 to 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. It's right after my flow and restore class. So honestly, I think that's a great combination to get energy flowing and then to be in the state of receptivity and calm to then be guided through this practice and all these practices and tactics. That's one hell of a word together. But really, my goal is to have you feeling mentally clear and quiet and inspired and physically strong and nourished and reliable and spiritually fulfilled and socially supported, all of that, because it's attainable. And trust me, I've got the tools for you. My hands are out, palms are open with those tools, just ready to give them to you. So I really hope that you'll come join us. Thank you so much for being here, for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the four pillars of sustainable wellness. Did any of them surprise you? Did you have an aha moment hearing any of this? Do you have a favorite of the four pillars, or do you struggle with one of the four pillars the most? You can feel free to answer the question prompt if you're listening on Spotify, or you can screenshot this episode and write your thoughts in your Instagram stories and tag me and Leslie. Or if you want to send us an email, our email's in the show notes. We both love getting emails from you. It literally makes our day. So all of the info, like I said, it's going to be down below in the description. And I will catch you guys next week. Have a sustainably well 7 days, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
We hope you love that episode of Stronger Together.
And if you did, can you please share it with your friends and your family and your neighbors?
Yes, help us get this out there so that we can connect with more people.
And guess what? Spotify allows you to rate now. So if you're listening on Spotify, can you please rate for us? And yes. Apple Podcasts lets you review. So review.
5 stars on Spotify and tell us what you love about the podcast. We are so happy that you're part of this community.
We love you.